boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Man, it has been a wild and crazy day already.
I know. For a Friday, too.
And no kidding. Before we got back to the station today, we were out at the Doubletree by Hilton in downtown Cedar Rapids getting ready for Z102.9 prom tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Which, by the way, if you don't got tickets, you can still get them at KZIA.com so you can join us at 8 p.m. tomorrow night.
So Destiny and I are both, we don't really have like a prom committee around here. I would say it's an unofficial prom committee. Both members though, you and I. So we were down there working on getting set up and stuff loaded in and maybe a little bit of like staging of how we want our ballroom set up,
yes.
Which is so much fun.
Yeah. But the thing is, I was getting frustrated because I didn't really feel like I was part of the team.
Well, you know better.
What do you mean I know better?
You know that you can't.
Yeah, see, here's the thing. You're really artsy and you know things and you're like really talented and so is Loretta and so is Kylie. I mean, literally everybody on the team is but me at this point. Mm-hmm. And you guys are putting the decorations together. And if you're somebody like me and you can't even draw stick people.
Right.
They're like, could you not touch the decoration and not put it there? Because it doesn't go like that.
See, and you're always like, I'm not artsy. I don't like it. But then once you saw, you know, everybody else doing it, you're like, man, how do I get to that point?
So I was trying to put decorations together and then everybody was like, oh my God.
Oh, we need you to actually watch
us.
The vehicle.
Oh.
Outside, far away.
Actually, just be outdoors.
You're good for the day.
I'm not gonna lie. I was getting a little sad and frustrated today when we're putting the Z102.9 prom decorations together because I was trying my best to make them look cute.
Yes.
And my best wasn't best.
Well, here's the thing. You are also very self-aware that like artsy things.
Yeah, no, I know. I can't even
decorating.
Draw.
Decorating.
Yeah, no, you give me a coloring page, I don't stay in the lines. I'm not very talented at all. So I knew that I wasn't the right person for this, but somehow I got dragged over there and I was there to help.
Yes.
But my help just wasn't helping.
yeah, maybe not in the way that you wished it would be.
Here's the thing is I want to be better and I want to improve myself for any other things like this moving forward. How can I be as talented as you when it comes to being artsy?
And okay.
Fartsy?
Relax. okay, I feel like we could start with like, your desk maybe. Every day you have to decorate your desk with something new and it can't be something bought maybe. You have to DIY it.
Oh my God, that sounds like so much work.
Well, but then you can like try new things. You can try painting. You can try drawing with crayons or markers or maybe make a friendship bracelet and hang it from a knob. I don't know. I feel like maybe every day something new should be added to your desk. Or every week, if that's too much.
What about finger painting? I feel like I could be pretty good at that.
Yeah, definitely. Maybe wear clothes you don't care about, because I don't trust.
Then I'm going to stay on the canvas.
You won't be
canvas.
Messy.
Here's what's hot. And what's not. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I'm going to put you in a real tough scenario right here of two things that you have to choose between.
Oh my God, okay.
I know you love going to concerts.
Uh-huh.
And I think you like attending weddings.
I do.
They're fun, right?
Yeah.
Free food
free
or whatever.
Cake.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I bring this up because there is quite the issue that has the internet divided because it started on Reddit. Basically, it's this girl saying that she had bought Taylor Swift Eras Tour tickets.
Okay.
And obviously you know how hard it is to get your hands on those.
It's real tough.
It's expensive. It is probably not in the city that you directly live in. You mm-hmm. probably are traveling to somewhere bigger, which means hotel. Like, there's a lot of moving parts to go into a Taylor Swift concert. And she had bought them a year in advance, then finds out one of her good friends planned her wedding for the same day.
Mm.
She told her she was going to continue to go to the concert. Mm-hmm. She had already gotten the tickets. There really wasn't a good cancellation plan. She was going to lose money, also lose like a once in a lifetime opportunity. And this is like tearing their friendship apart. So now people are like, well, is it wrong to miss your friend's wedding for a concert, or is she justified?
So she bought the tickets before knowing the date of the wedding, correct?
Before she set the date.
I think she's fine.
You think?
Yeah. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, if I told you the date of my wedding and then 3 months later you decide to get tickets to go see Justin Bieber and you chose Justin Bieber over me, oh yeah, I would hate you forever.
But that's like my number one artist.
I don't
Isn't
care.
That the same
You've
thing?
Seen him 1,000 times.
What if she's seen Taylor Swift 1,000 times?
I don't care.
What if that's the one time he sees me in the crowd and falls in love with me? You don't know. And in that
Dang
case,
it, that's a really good point.
You're kicked out from my wedding then to Justin Bieber.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
When I tell you my stomach dropped to my butt yesterday, I don't know how to explain the way that it feels when you get a notification on your phone from your ex.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yesterday I was minding my business, going throughout my normal routine, and I got a message from an ex, which immediately, I don't know why, it sent panic through my entire body.
But it does.
It does. It's shocking.
Be doing that.
Oh my God. I was like, oh no. Now what? I don't want to open it. I literally like turned my phone over for the next hour because I was just contemplating like, okay, what's my move next? I don't know what to do. And ultimately, I didn't respond. I ended up opening it. I'm pretty sure I turned my red receipts off for him long, 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 long ago. But I opened the message and I did not respond.
Why?
I'm just like, what's the point? You know what I mean? It wasn't a message that like needed a response, mm-hmm. I guess. It was mostly just like, hey, I'm back in the area. Like, ugh. I didn't feel like I had anything to say. And what's the point of like leaning somebody on, you know?
Right. Well, but here's the thing. Like, as much as I don't want an ex to text me, I mean, I totally get it. I would respond because it's the nice thing to do.
Really? Even if you were like, ugh, you poor soul. I don't want to.
Oh, I mean, I wasn't saying it would be nice. It may not be a nice text message most of the
time.
What
do you mean? Like, get out of my messages,
yeah.
Fool.
Get out of here.
Oh, God.
It got me wondering if your ex reached out to you. Did you tell the boyfriend that an ex sent you a text message?
Well, this was a battle in my brain yesterday. I'm not going to lie. So I got a text randomly in the middle of the day from an ex-boyfriend, and I was like, oh, God, Jesus. I didn't respond. That was an easy decision because I didn't feel like I needed to, but I didn't say anything to him like over text because, you know, we like text back and forth throughout the day, me and my boyfriend. And then when I got home and I was like, oh, I don't want him to like see that on accident and be like, who's this? Why are you hiding this? Mm-hmm. So I said it and I was like, oh my God, you're not going to believe this. And he thought it was funny, and that was the end of it. I was like, by the way, I didn't respond. This is now just like a funny hee-hee-ha-ha.
Yeah.
But I was like, I feel like I have to tell you because otherwise it'll be my luck that he like sees it on my phone and then thinks I'm being sketchy.
Oh, good point.
Because I'm not being sketchy.
I like to bring it up just so that they know.
They got a hot commodity?
Yeah. Hot option over here. People are interested. Even past people are still interested. That's why I like to bring it up.
How's that worked out for you?
Hasn't been a problem yet.
Okay.
We'll see.
We'll see. Just because you may be third wheeling tomorrow night at Zuna 2.9's adult prom does not mean you're not going to have a good night.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That should not stop you from showing up. And you can still grab your tickets, by the way, at KZIA.com. But if you are single or you're coming with a group of girlfriends or just your guy friends and you're like, okay, I'm ready to step out and maybe meet somebody.
Yeah.
I want to make sure you're equipped with some really good pickup lines.
Yes.
And our prom theme is Hold Your Horses, which is giving Kentucky Derby. So I wanted to follow into that theme because I think a little theme makes you stand out.
Yeah.
So here are some pickup lines to use tomorrow night. The first one, your beauty makes me giddy up.
Oh my God. My toes curled on that one.
How about, that's right, girl. I'd like to have a stable relationship with you.
Oh, snap. Love that.
I mean, this was pretty simple. You could walk up to somebody and be like, if you were a horse, you'd be my first pick. Like betting wise.
That's a good one. I like that. Then hand her money or them money, you know, for a drink.
Sure.
No.
Do you have a horseshoe? Because I'm hoping for some good luck with you.
Aww.
That's great, right? How about, are you a jockey? Because you just took the reins of my heart. And then I really like this one. Do you believe in love at first trot or should I gallop by again?
I freaking love that one.
Like I said,
dude,
if you find the love of your life tomorrow night, I expect an invite to the wedding.
You know what I thought? That's what I just thought.
Yes.
You just sparked a little nugget in my brain.
Uh-huh.
Was what if, you know, if you're single at Z102.9 prom tomorrow night, use those. What if you're like getting a little serious with your significant other and mm-hmm. you're thinking about popping a question? Why don't you use one of those and then pop the question at our prom tomorrow night?
And then before you leave for the night, come tell me the tea.
Yeah, and then invite those girls to the wedding.
Exactly.
Don't be the one who shows up at the party empty-handed. Cocktails are considered a side dish, you know? It's holiday spirits with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Okay, this is a really huge weekend for partying, honestly, because Z102.9 Hold Your Horses Prom is Saturday night. Get your tickets, obviously, if you haven't done that at KZIA.com. And that is Kentucky Derby themed. And then Sunday is Cinco de Mayo. So how in the world did I combine those two things? By gonnet, I've done it. I don't think that's right at all.
No.
I did it, though.
And she's not even a bartender, but she did. She
not at
do
all.
It.
Not at all.
Nobody hire her.
So what I will be making for you today is what I am calling a raspberry rose margarita.
Ooh.
Margarita for Cinco de Mayo. Roses for Hold Your Horses Prom, because there's, spoiler alert, lots and lots of roses going to be incorporated. So, buckle up. We are starting off with tequila.
Yeah!
So it's going to be a shot.
My college days, thank you.
Dude, if you could smell this, you would be shook. Okay, so I'm doing a shot per drink of tequila blanco. And then I made a little raspberry puree before this, aka I took some raspberries and mushed them up in some sugar and called it a puree. And I'm going to scoop that into my shaker of ice. That's half an ounce per drink.
It
smells amazing. Oh my God.
You can hear her scraping it.
You're welcome for that.
That was awesome.
And then you're going to do half an ounce per drink of lime juice, which I squeezed my limes previous.
Oh, see, I'm too basic and lame. I just buy it in the little.
I thought about it and then I was like, you know what? No, you can do better. Me.
I don't do better.
And then there is also going to be a shot per drink of triple sec.
Oh.
Which is like an orange liquor, I guess. It smells really good and will be nice and orangey. So I'm putting that in the shaker of ice. And now the lid goes on and everybody's
favorite part where you shake it and it sounds super lame.
No, I've gotten better with this new shaker. And 5, 6, 7, 8.
You act like it was a cheerleading routine.
It is.
5, 6, 7, 8. Listen to her shake.
All right. Okay. Great. Now,
I hope your parents are proud.
Oh, they so are. I've got my glasses of ice. I did a little sugar rim before this. Now, this isn't the entire drink, so don't be scared when it doesn't fill your whole cup
up. Why? Are we not supposed to have a whole cup?
No, I'm going to top this off.
Oh.
With something else.
Oh, I'm excited.
I also put a little lime garnish on there for...
just for photo,
funsies.
Photo purposes.
Literally, that's the only purpose. It's a cute pink color. I can't wait for you to see this. And then, obviously, what's going to make this raspberry rose is the soda that I found. It's poppy. Prebiotic soda. It's raspberry rose
flavor. Hey, it's healthy for you.
That's exactly what we're telling ourselves.
Yay.
So I'm going to top it off with that raspberry rose soda. And now I'm going to come deliver you.
Oh, I'm excited about this. I am definitely going to be drinking that. Oh, my God. It's fancy. Drinking that tonight, tomorrow, and on Sunday. Wait, today. Tomorrow, Saturday. And then on Sunday.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. And...
oh my
cheers.
God, it smells good. You should work for a bar.
I should.
They should hire you.
Mm. Oh.
Oh my God.
That's amazing.
Refreshing.
Springy.
You know what? I was going to say, I know you told me to drink that this weekend. I drink this all summer long.
This is, I mean, it's good for the next several months.
Here's the thing. If you got a pool.
Can I come over?
Can I come over? I'll bring the stuff. I'll bring Taylor to make the stuff.
How is that a fair trade at all?
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Well, there's one bedtime habit that is ruining your entire relationship.
Oh, really?
Do you have a guess of what that would be?
Snoring.
Nope. I knew you were going to say that.
Dang it.
It drives you crazy. No, believe it or not, it's
probably
not snoring.
Being on your phone then.
Exactly. And there's a name for it now, even though it's going to be really hard to stop doing this. A lot of experts are saying what they call parallel scrolling is not doing anything good for your relationship.
No, I could tell you that right now because you, if like you and I were like laying in bed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm scrolling and you're scrolling, you're trying to tell me something. I'm half
listening.
Right, 100%.
So, yeah, it's a lot of people's nightly routine to get into bed, to scroll Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, whatever your app of choice is. And you're doing it next to your partner, but you're both doing your own separate things. Mm-hmm. And it can come off as like, you don't care or, you're constantly on your phone and you may be with each other, but you're not really like connecting.
With 100%.
So, yeah, lots of professionals say that you should at least watch how much you're doing this, which I agree with, but I don't think it's all bad because there's some times where I guess it's not really parallel scrolling though, where the two of us will watch one person's TikTok.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
I like that.
I love when Neighbor Man and I do that. He'll watch my phone because he doesn't have TikTok on his phone. He'll watch my phone and we'll go through my TikTok for you page. And I just like, I don't know if he like knows that I know he's watching, but I'll like, you know, look over and I'll be like, are you watching? Because it makes my whole day when I know he's watching my screen. It's stupid, but I'm like, oh, we're bonding. Over TikTok for you page.
I believe it. I'm right there with you. Because you're like, aw, your for you page has so many cute like cats on it. That's so fun. So I'm not like totally against it, but I guess that technically isn't parallel scrolling.
No, but I feel like, I feel like you could do a little bit F separate, right? Mm-hmm, maybe like 5-10 minutes of it. But I do like the...
get the FYP warmed up.
Yeah. and then have them watch with you.
And I choose my phone always.
Yeah, because my for you page is so good.
So much better.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
So tomorrow is Z102.9 Hold Your Horses prom at the Doubletree by Hilton. Downtown Cedar Rapids, 8 p.m. You can still get tickets, by the way, at KZIA.com if you don't have one yet.
Do it.
So you can come join us. But this is the first time that Neighbor Man's going to meet all of my coworkers.
Are you okay? Is my first question.
Oh, no, I'm not. I am not well.
That's intimidating.
Oh, my God. You brought your boyfriend to prom last year for the first time to meet all the coworkers. How were you?
Yeah, it's weird. It's like, oh God, it's nerve-wracking. That's part of the reason why I was like, yeah, you can come late. You know, it's less time for people to attack. And
I'm
swarm.
Almost half tempted to tell him not to tell him. Tell anybody who he's with, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, have a secret identity.
Yeah, right. But I have been prepping him. Almost like when you introduce a boyfriend, girlfriend to your family for the first time.
You got to give him the rundown.
Aunt Susie, or she's crazy, you know? Mm-hmm. Don't talk to her about strawberries.
Yeah, she's passionate.
She loves those strawberries, right? It's almost like that. So I've been telling them about my coworkers. I'm like, here's what you need to know about Taylor, right? Here's what you need to know about Lady J, mm-hmm. all right? And Eric and Claire, right? And then I'm like, okay, well, I don't like this person. Or I do like this person. Or this person talks a lot. So get in and get out.
Right. Or be prepared that they're going to like question you mm-hmm. like a police interview.
Yeah. Oh, I've already told them about one of them. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my God, she's going to ask you everything about you. What's your social security number? What's your blood type? Uh-huh. Where were you born?
Uh-huh. And you know, the worst part about it is, because if you've been in this position, you know, as soon as he walks in through those prom doors, he's going to forget all of it.
I know he is.
It's a big night for you tomorrow, Destiny, because you are bringing Neighbor Man to Zuna 2.9 prom. And this is the first time that he's meeting anybody from work.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you said like you prepped him with like the kind of the rundown that we all do before you meet the family, the friends, whatever, of like, okay, here's who you want to avoid. Here's the people that are going to ask you a million questions.
Yeah.
But it like, is there anything you're actually anxious about? Because I feel like you should be shaking in your boots.
Oh, I am. Mm-hmm. I'm really nervous for him to talk to you.
I am terrifying.
It's more like I'm just afraid. Like you've got dirt on me, but he also has.
Oh,
but he also.
Do I?
Don't write a book ever, for the love of God, and publish
I should
it.
Do that.
No, and he's got dirt on me. You know what I mean? Like I don't need you two. I'm gonna try to keep you two
trading dirt.
That's what I'm saying. Mm. I need you two as far away from each other as possible. I'm pretty positive you're not going to meet each other. I'm going to make that a sure thing. I am keeping you two far away from each other.
Wow.
Because I don't want dirt to be spreading around. All right. We're keeping it a clean place. It's a clean prom, right? Why are you shaking your head?
I'm just like, there's no way you're going to be able to do that.
I'm going to make it happen.
Okay.
And I'm just nervous because I'm like, I don't know what people are going to be talking. What do you need to talk to him about? You know what I mean? Like, what do my coworkers need to talk to him about? Mm. What are you talking to him about? What is there to be said?
That you always have your toes out at work.
I do have my...
Could you do something about that?
My dogs are out again, and they do smell.
The people are talking. You got to let her know.
Are they really talking?
They might be.
About my smelly feet.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.